This is Conor Lennon from UN News. At least 80,000 people die from snake bites every year. But the UN Health Agency has a plan to help the rural communities who are worst affected. That's according to Dr. Bernadette Abela-Ridder, head of the World Health Organization's Neglected Zoonotic Diseases Unit. In an interview with Daniel Johnson from UN News, she explains how the strategy will focus on boosting investment in anti-venom research and providing updated medical advice for practitioners.
You can prevent snake bites in the first place. It's a conflict situation that you can avoid. So there's a lot of community engagement prevention that could be done. Then we'd like to improve the anti-venom that it's safe and efficacious for patients and hopefully also have an influence on optimal pricing. The other is to have strengthened the health system so that these products are getting to the people who are needed. And we will not be able to do this all alone as WHO. We will need the partners to support the work.
And so what kind of funding do you need to come up with these antivenoms?
The antivenoms themselves will be quite a big part of the investment. We're looking to build a stockpile. We're building the feasibility study around it. One dose of antivenom currently can cost up to $200 a vial. And an adult person needs at least four, if not much more. So it's a very, very expensive product. So we need to try to influence the market, get safe products and good products out there that are appropriate.
And where is the need greatest?
Africa and Asia has a very high prevalence. Latin America have a lot of venomous snakes, but have found a way to care for the patients and also to provide services that reduce the deaths and disability.
I know nothing about snake bite impact, except that it can be deadly, but you're suggesting that it is not deadly in many cases. So what's the usual procedure for somebody who has been bitten by a venomous snake? What do they do? How long will it take for them to recover?
It depends. Usually the condition is quite quick. The clinical signs show up quite quickly. So no more tourniquets, for example.
Why not?
Why not? Because it actually blocks the whole system, and once you release it, the venoms are shot into the body. So no more tourniquets. We need to change some of these sort of ingrained clinical practices, which are no longer the best practice. So you might never fully recover. You could lose limbs from this. If you don't get the antivenom strong enough, you could be maimed for life. So many of these people, agricultural workers who are bitten, will lose their actual jobs. You know, if you're a coconut picker and you're bitten, you will probably lose a limb. You can't climb the coconut tree anymore, for example. So you might never fully recover. And in fact, there's also a very big psychological burden with snake bite and venoming.